If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. E-listening on Wednesday, we have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings in the supreme love of our Creator. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christ. This evening, our seminar topic is Humanity's and Your Bigger Picture Place and Cosmic Function. So, if you're ready, let's take a deep breath and call ourselves forward in presence. In that presence, as that presence divine, that is whole, perfect, and fully one with the divine function and plan that you have come to fulfill. Very good. You see, we all know that place. We just need to be reminded that it's okay to access it, I think. Oh, it's wonderful. Feel that integration. It's just that simple. So let's chant Hue three times as you continue to center within. Deep breath. Hue. Notice how you come fully present in perfect divine harmony and alignment when you chant the Hue. The mind is cleared and quieted, and the peace of God prevails. So centering within your own essence is going to be your only anchor during the tumultuous changes that we are now in on this planet. Everything is stirred, everything is in flux, everything is shifting, and you will find no stronghold without in the world. But you will find a solid anchor of certainty and security within your own self. So just now, close your eyes and seek within your mind for that place of divine knowing. You know where it is, go to it. And find those thoughts that you share with God. They are also there. And you know when you're thinking God's thoughts and when you're thinking the thoughts of the ego. You know. So don't fool yourself or imagine that you don't know. Now seek within your heart that place where God resides. As your own self, as that love that endures all things, that love that always sees the good and the wholeness and the divine in all people and things. That place is there in your heart all the time. Stay attuned to that place. It will never lead you astray. And now take a deep breath and attune to the strength of the divine within your physical body, the very house of God, the very living, walking temple of the Most High. And find that place of supernatural strength and endurance, of perfect health and wholeness and holiness. You are the abode, your body, of the Most High. So find those places within you that are the God places, the God spaces, and live from that God place. Be that God place. And be God in this world. As you live from those divine places within your own self, you will find that you are in that state of holiness, grace, and peace. So we're going to start with the beautiful words of Sai Baba. I was present, actually, when he said these words, when those of us asked, why did you create creation and all of us? What was the purpose? And Sai Baba, responding as God, because that's what avatars do. They embody the God presence as much as humanity can receive of it at any given time. And in Sai Baba, we have this powerful, full avatar that is embodying every name and every form of God that's ever been worshipped from the beginning of time. So whatever name you call, it's his name. Whatever form you see, it's his form. And that includes your name and your form, because you're also embodiments of that same one divine spirit. So here's what he said. There was no one to know who I am till I created this world at my pleasure with one word. Immediately, mountains rose up. Rivers started running, earth below, and sky overhead, oceans, seas, lands, and watersheds, sun, moon, and desert sand sprung up from nowhere to prove my existence. Then came all forms of human beings, mankind, beasts, and birds, speaking, hearing, and flying, and all powers were bestowed upon them under my orders. The first place was granted to mankind, and my knowledge was placed in his mind. Come one, come all, see in me yourself, for I see myself in all of you. You are my life, my breath, my soul. You are all my forms. When I love you, I love myself. When you love yourself, you love me. I separated myself from myself so that I may be myself. I separated myself from myself and became all of this so that I may be myself. I wanted to be myself, that is, the embodiment of bliss, the embodiment of love. That is what I am, and I want it to be that. How can I be bliss and the embodiment of love and bliss, and get bliss, and give bliss, and get love, and give love, and to whom am I to give bliss and love? So I did this. I separated myself from myself and became all that exists. With love and blessings, Sri Satya Sai Baba. So we've just had a whammy-kazammy energetically this last, what would we say, 2 weeks? The build-up to the eclipse, which drew millions of people all over the world in the most surprising upsurge of interest in a cosmic phenomena, which is really not quite that unusual. But it just proves that people for the first time are starting to look up and starting to lose sight of the small picture and begin to get a little glimpse that something very big is taking place above and beyond their daily grind. So today is the 23rd. 23 has been likened to a cosmic trigger. It catalyzes abrupt change within the third dimension. And I have to say that change is always good. Always good. Why? Because in the third dimension, things tend to solidify and get stuck and concretize in rigidity and dense energies that don't move very easily. We all know how we resist change. So anything that catalyzes change could be looked at as a good thing, because energies are moving. People are getting energized and synergized in whatever ways they are most, let's say, involved. Because these energies will flow and fortify whatever state of consciousness one is in at the time. Some people are in very ego-rigid states of againstness and hatred and all of that. Some people don't have a clue what's going on and they're just confused. Other people have the presence and the centered presence to stay silent and at peace, firmly in the knowing of the divine self, and that all is well. And that in the eternal now, in the God self, nothing's really happening at all. Everything is, was, and shall ever be. Sat, Chit, Ananda. All expansive truth, awareness, and bliss. So there's nothing really to be upset about or concerned about. When you're really enlightened, you sit back and enjoy the show, knowing that all is well, everything is happening as it must. And whatever you're experiencing now is caught in the timelines. And whenever there's time, there is the mind. The very seat of illusion itself within the ego is the mind, caught in time. So the only way to transcend time, and thus the craziness, is to stay centered in the divine self that you are. And you know how to go there now, and you know how to stay there by practicing constant vigilance and self-direction. That's your job. That's your job. You have to discern and take charge of your own direction. And it needs to be coming from you, not from an outside source. Because each of us is encoded very specifically with the divine codes of living love and living light and living sound that we are to exemplify and outpicture in our life. So we are integrating the powerful energies of the eclipse. And I must say, the eclipse is a time when you light bearers are literally the light of the world. Because when the sun is eclipsed at night or during an eclipse, the positive particles
that vivify life and the positive components of life are withdrawn. That's why when you tend to worry or have an argument with your spouse or whomever, it's usually at night. Watch how that happens. Your mood shifts when the sun goes down, and it's not in a good way. That's when people get emotional and moody and their mind goes crazy, because the presiding deity of the mind is the moon. So you have all this emotional turmoil that erupts at the time of nightfall and the total solar eclipse. So I wonder how you made it through that time. Were you the light of the world, or did you get sucked into some of the craziness? So you can take your own inventory here. As for me, I stayed centered in myself and didn't pay much attention to anything else. And after a while, you just, that's what you do. Because the place of power is centered within. It's not what you do. It's not what you say. It's the overall resonant field that emanates from your being that is contributing either to the illusion or the centered awareness, which is the truth of self itself. So humanity, I want to share something with you here that very, very few people, I think, ever consider. And it's this. Humanity, as a whole, functions as a center of consciousness, a chakra, within the planetary logos. Or, to keep it simple, God. Let's say humanity serves as the clearinghouse wherein emotions are purified and aligned with the divine center, with the purpose that the masters know and serve, with the purpose of the Christ, with the purpose of the avatars, with the purpose of the rishis and the masters and all enlightened beings. That emotional maelstrom, that chakra, which gives us all so much trouble, because it's a place where we battle for power and supremacy. In this case, it will be the ego sparring against the soul. You'll have this tug of war going on in your stomach. That's why people have so much stomach trouble and digestive problems. It's because they're clearing emotional debris. So humanity functions like the solar plexus chakra. And humanity is the center of consciousness wherein the love of God is discovered and eventually known. But only after emotional turmoil, trials, and testing, and thereby their transmutation into loving kinship and oneness with all life. So the emotions, the fourth chakra, serves as the clearinghouse where finally you balance the emotional nature and it begins to be mixed with higher emotions of compassion and love, caring for other people, and it begins to integrate with the fifth chakra. Excuse me, third chakra. I've got my chakras advanced here. The emotional center is the third chakra, where emotions are purified and eventually begin to raise up into higher expressions until you're able to make that shift into the heart and live from the heart as a heart-centered person. And that's what's happening individually and collectively with the whole of humanity. Humanity is the center wherein conflict and duality is confronted and resolved into harmony and cooperation. It's the place wherein love and light work out to exemplify the divine plan through resolving conflict. Humanity is the center where the door where evil dwells is closed. Evil dwells in the hearts and minds that are closed to love, that are closed to God, and therefore closed to humanity. So that is the only place that ego and evil, which could be synonyms, can be confronted and finally dealt with on an individual basis. And when that's done, when the heart is opened to God, when the mind is opened to the possibility of divine miracles, to the possibility of wondrous and things that we can't understand even, can occur. When it's open to love, then you have sealed the door where evil dwells. So let's consider humanity as a whole, as a collective consciousness in which each human being exists as a unit within that collective. That's why we're all part of this shift of the ages. But it all starts with every individual making that shift within themselves. You can't make any change from without. As much as we have tried to bring peace to the world, we won't have peace until a small number, you only need a certain percent, like that 100 monkey effect, to tip the scale toward the positive. And that's what you and I are here to do as light workers and as light bearers. To tip the scales so that collective shift and advancement into a higher state of consciousness can take place. But only then will peace begin to spread across the earth. You can't create peace out of inner turmoil, out of inner hatred, out of polarized states of consciousness. It just, you know, we've tried for centuries. It still hasn't happened, has it? But this time we have the support of the Christ, the world teacher who is now present upon the earth, the externalization of the masters of wisdom that are coming forward. Soon there will be 40 total living outwardly upon the earth. We are living in the time of the three avatars, Shirdi Sai Baba, Satya Sai Baba, and Prema Sai Baba. And Prema Sai Baba, these are all incarnations of the one Sai avatar, but each has a function to unfold us into the golden age of peace and love. And Prema Sai Baba will preside over that time when everything has been resolved in peace and love, and we live in a golden age. Many of you in young bodies have come specifically to participate with Prema Sai Baba in the golden age of truth. So we're moving into that, but first we have to have this clearing going on, this purification. Another way to look at it is that humanity is like a collective aspirant, a neophyte seeking entrance into the hall of knowledge. Within the hall of knowledge, humanity will collectively awaken to its place and purpose within the overall divine plan. Most of all, humanity will learn that God loves it. It was created of love, by love, for love, and to express that love through right human relations and universal brotherhood. You see, our planet has a mystery, Sai Baba said, that has yet to be discovered. But one of the things that is a mystery to a lot of people is that we are a cell, as a planet, we are a cell, as humanity, we are a unit of consciousness within a multi-omniversal, ever-expanding creation in which we always are part of a greater life, a greater light, a greater plan that's unfolding, whether we're an individual, a planet, a solar system. you realize that the solar system is actually the chakra system. Each of our planets is a chakra system for the solar logos. And like that, on and on and on, we are always functioning within a greater life, a greater body of manifestation. And it keeps going throughout the cosmos. And life is everywhere. Intelligent, divine life is everywhere. So everything currently erupting, all the civic, social, and political, and other upheavals and turmoil, is part of our collective testing and purification. Because every aspirant who seeks entrance into the Hall of Knowledge must be tested to see if one is strong enough to face the truth of one's own self. Over the entrance into the Hall of Knowledge, this is an actual place upon the inner planes, is inscribed, "Man, know thyself." So it takes great courage to behold the face of God and of reality, because first we must face the whole truth about ourselves. So the first face we will see is that of our own false self, the hideous shadow self, the ego. And this is what humanity is beholding today, the hideous collective ego, as all of our skeletons emerge out of the closet of our collective and personal subconscious. That's what you see on the evening news. And it's a good thing, because it means humanity has gotten to the place where it's willing to look. It's willing to have the stuff stirred up. And it is seeing for the first time ever. Humanity is beginning to see and take action to bring about change. The first time. So it's a huge, huge, huge thing that's happening, and it's good. It's not a bad thing. We're not seeing the world being destroyed. We're not seeing negative things happening. We are witnessing, let's say, humanity as the collective aspirant moving steadily into the light of true knowledge and awareness of who and what one is, and the purpose one is here to serve, and moreover, the bigger picture, which I think was demonstrated by the interest in the solar eclipse. I mean, what drew so many millions of people to that little band of darkness? I think it was like 75 miles across. What drew them to that when there's been eclipses in the past? It's going to be another full solar eclipse in 2024. Well, it's simply the fact that humanity, for the first time, was taken away from the TV set long enough to look up and consider, wow, something's going on in the cosmos that's bigger than we are. And I think it was fantastic. So we must have the courage to confront our deceit, bigotry, greed, selfishness, hatred, cruelty, prejudice, basically our ungodliness. Because none of those things have anything at all to do with the God self that we truly are. Humanity's dark side is the Antichrist. Humanity's dark side is the devil. There is none other. We ourselves, the collective that we are the enemy that we most fear. And there's nothing to fear. We're only afraid of ourselves. And yet all that we fear to look upon when faced with courage, honesty of mind, and sincerity of purpose simply dissolves in the light of truth, the reality of divine love. Because just as it says in the Course in Miracles, nothing real is threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. So when you see a shadow is never the self. It indicates a presence, but it is of itself nothing but an indicator that something is present. That something that is present is a living incarnation of God. That's you and me and everyone. So what is happening right now on planet Earth and within humanity is the great purification that the Hopis and all the Native Americans have spoken of. This is the day of the great purification. It is the day that's been called the apocalypse or the apocalypsis, which simply means the great unveiling, the great uncovering. And it is all very, very good and necessary. All this turmoil is our collective pre-initiatory testing, individually and collectively. We are being shown our own hidden self, both sides of our nature. And we get to choose which one we will heed and foster. That's it. Within the collective humanity, I would say is represented every possible level of consciousness and unfoldment. Those who are more awakened, those who have attained some measure of contact with their higher nature or soul, serve as the light bearers and way showers within the human community. So those of you who could stay present during and center during the eclipse, you literally were the light of the world at that time. You literally held the light for the whole planet at that time. I want you to register the importance of you coming present in your wholeness and centering in that divine self that you truly are. It's everything right now. Nothing else is more important than you learning how to stay centered in your own divine self. So currently the things that are surfacing, the racial disputes, for example, being only one, are issues most of us thought had been settled decades earlier, and here they are again. What's going on, one would ask? Well, it simply demonstrates the point that's been spoken of in previous seminars, and that is whenever one wins at the expense of another, no one wins, no one gains. You've just gone from one polarity to another, and that's karma. One polarity to another, and you're stuck here forever. You've got to come to the position where you transcend polarization into the unified field, which we call the Christ consciousness or soul awareness or soul transcendence. You've got to find that point above the timeline of the ego mind and all of its shenanigans and projections. You've got to find that neutral point that forms the apex of the triangle that allows you to then transcend all of the craziness and the karma dramas and all of that, focused in the Christ Consciousness Center or the single eye that Jesus spoke of, so that the whole body is filled with light and you transcend the noose of time and you transcend the timelines and you transcend all the karma dramas and you live in a state of equanimity and you become the witness, you become God's eyes looking out with eternal love and great, great certitude that not one soul will be lost, that all is well, that we are simply in another cosmic cycle in which we're moving from one age to another. We're moving from the Kali age of densest darkness and stupidity, I would say, where we don't know anything, we don't see anything clearly. Everything is all confused. It's like we're blinded. And we're moving into the bright day of the golden age. No wonder people are dumbstruck. No wonder they can't see clearly because they're blinded by the light. Moreover, the light's bringing up all their stuff, and they're beginning to identify with their stuff, which again makes them feel guilty and fearful, unworthy, and all of that. So, you just got to hang in there. There's no easy answer, except you know who you are in the deepest recesses of your being. You know that you were created by God. You know that you are love. And if you don't act silly and try to fool yourself, you know where to find that place inside yourself. All of you do. And you need to find that place and stay there. Stay there. And avoid polarization. When you polarize, you're losing. You're staying stuck in the wheel of karma and reincarnation. So forgive quickly and forget even more quickly. Remember, only the areas you need to work on to become more purified and more loving and more centered, more gracious, and let the rest go. Let the rest go. Just release it, release it, release it. Again and again, Sai Baba says, give it to me. All the ravages of your mind, all your craziness, all your evil, all your thoughts of evil. And a thought of evil is any thought that is not filled with love and compassion. So give them to Sai Baba. Give them to Jesus Christ. Give them to the Holy Spirit. But don't harbor and host them. That's not your job. You haven't come as the Redeemer, Savior, and Avatar. You've come to be an instrument of the aforementioned. So humanity functions as a chakra within the greater life in which we live. That greater life in which we live and move and have our being, call it the planetary logos or simply God. In the great cosmic scheme of things, whether one is expressing as an individual a planet, a solar system, a galaxy, or universe, one is ever a point of light within a greater light, a unit of life and consciousness within a greater life and consciousness. Get the sense of the big picture here. I'm going to share with you a mantra that is very, very ancient in the archives of the Brotherhood. It's written in Sensar, which is the symbolic script of the stanzas of Dzan, which Madame Blavatsky was given the task of decoding a portion of for her two books, Cosmopogenesis and Anthropogenesis, which goes into the details of the evolution of the root races and the evolution of the different root races of human beings and the origin of the cosmos itself and its creation. She goes into all of that. And the masters translated the Sensar for her and dictated the things that she wrote to her. So translated from the Sensar, this is the mantra of the disciple, which defines our greater cosmic identity. I am a point of light within a greater light. I am a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. I am a spark of sacrificial fire, focused within the fiery will of God, and thus I stand. I am a way by which men may achieve. I am a source of strength, enabling them to stand. I am a beam of light shining upon their way, and thus I stand. And standing thus revolve, and tread the ways of men, and know the ways of God. And thus I stand. That's a mantra that we all chant when we are accepted as a disciple. A disciple is one who has made a definite commitment to live a spiritually disciplined life and to be involved in selfless service. That's what defines a disciple. So you who are committed to living a life of spiritual discipline and selfless service can correctly identify yourself as a disciple. But I think every master considers themselves a disciple because you never stop learning. You never stop teaching from the level you have attained, and you never stop reaching down to help the one coming up behind you. That's an eternal chain of progression that seems to prevail throughout the greater cosmos. So there's seven things that you can identify with. You are a point of light within a greater light. You are a strand of loving energy within the stream of love divine. You are a spark of sacrificial fire focused within the fiery will of God. That's your monadic or your atmic self. You are a way by which mankind may achieve. Achieve what, you might ask? Union with God, union with their divine God self. You are a source of strength enabling them to stand. Stand where? Within the knowing of that divine self that they are. You are a beam of light shining upon their way. Which way? The way to liberation, moksha, light, enlightenment. And you are one who lays aside one's own personal self-interests and turns to face humanity and serve. You walk amongst humankind while knowing the ways of God. So we're all servants of the divine plan, which is unfolding, which is cosmic evolution. It's moving from ignorance to awareness, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality. That's the way. That's why Jesus said, and he was speaking out of Christ's consciousness, which we all need to come to, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. He was speaking of the Christ consciousness. We have to come through the Christ consciousness. That is the way. That is the truth. That is the life. And when you get to a certain stage of spiritual integration, you can say that just as Jesus did. And he never, ever implied that he was the only one and the only way. He was a disciple, which is a way by which men may achieve. Does that mean women too? Oh, don't be silly, of course. The soul has no gender, neither does God. It's only down here in Looney Tunes that we think we're a man or a woman. It's both big nonsense. We contain both male and female qualities within our nature. And depending on which basic self, whether it's male or female, we'll tend to gravitate and identify more with one than the other, even when we are of the opposite gender. So it's no big deal if you don't feel like your gender fits your body. Probably doesn't, but don't worry about it. You'll have many, many more chances to have bodies, any kind of a body of any gender you want. Or no gender, or androgynous. You know, when you get beyond the illusion of this earthly world and body, you'll find you can morph instantly into anything you want at any time, in any place, in any way. You'll have freedom. Right now we're bound because we're trying to make illusion work, and it doesn't work. We're trying to make being a human being work. And it's not going to work because that's a label that we have allowed science and the indoctrination of the world to convince us that we are. And it's not true. You know, it says in the Bible, if the blind lead the blind, both are going to fall in the ditch. And we've allowed the blind to lead us, and we've been falling into the ditch of error, missing the mark, which actually is sinning, missing the mark. And all the while, we've been incarnations of immortal love. And that's all we're here to do, is be that. There's nothing else. So you're going to be encountering many situations in this shifting sands of what we're in right now, these dynamic changes. So what can you do right now to create a positive outcome? That's what you got to ask yourself. In any scenario in which you find yourself, what can I do, say, radiate right now to create a positive outcome? And I'll tell you, nothing is more positive than staying centered in yourself, silently, and holding space for sanity, for divinity, for the love to pour through you. We're all transduction coils, bringing and escorting and becoming portals and columns of entrance of the higher dimensional consciousness into this earth. And it's most often done by silence. We think we have to fill the air with sound, but the most eloquent voice is silence. And so find that place of silence within yourself and hold space for our beautiful countries, our beautiful America, our beautiful planet Earth, and our beloved brother and sister humanity, to find their highest walk, let's say, in life. And you be the light that shines upon the way. You be the strength that comes alongside them and takes their hand and say, here, sister, here, brother, let's walk together. Because we enter the ark of the divine kingdom, side by side, two by two, we enter the ark. So you have to link your arms with your brothers and sisters to be able to enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of souls, the kingdom of the unified field. We have to become of one accord, for we realize there is one life, and that is the life I share with God. There is one mind, and that mind is the mind I share with God. There is one peace, and that peace is the peace of God. There is one love, and that is the love of God. And there is one way, and that is the way of love. It is the way of the Sacred Heart. It is the way of the consecrated heart. It is the way of the heart that has become the abode of the Beloved. And when you finally look at the face of the Beloved, you'll find out all along it's been your own face. But beware, there is a mirror. Just before you get to the soul realm, there is a cosmic mirror that will be a false presentation where you'll say, oh, I'm God. I've arrived. I'm God realized. But that is, again, another face of the false self. So don't be fooled when you get to that place, because it will reflect back to you the illusion. And so you always have to be vigilant for God and the kingdom of God, which is found in the way of purity and divine love. Make no compromises. Sell not yourself. Sell not yourself to the things of the world, and forsake the kingdom and the inheritance that you are privy to at this time. You have all been called, but it's left to you whether you respond to the call. You are all being called to step free of everything that you have thought limited you and put on the shining raiment of the Christed ones. I hope this has been helpful. It's a lot to take on. The realization of the bigger picture of what we truly are and what our purpose here on Earth and in the bigger cosmos. The bigger picture. But I know for a certitude, it is marvelous beyond your wildest dreams. So keep walking in the love and light of the Christ that you are, and all will be well. Let's raise our hands and give a collective blessing to all the beings on earth. To every man, woman, and child, to all sentient beings throughout the great vast cosmos without end. We bless you. We love you. We bless you that the peace of God may be with you and that you may awaken your true identity as immortal love. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Namaste.